Hello and welcome to the Supersize Phys Ed podcast. I'm Dave, I'm your host, and welcome. I'm glad you're here. So to finish off for now, my equipment series on essential equipment, and last episode was tech equipment that's needed in large groups especially. I'm going to finish off with, what do you do with a lot of money? And I've seen this on social media. Hey guys, I've got, you know, $5,000 to spend. What do I do? And to me, it's like you're asking a total stranger, what do you want for Christmas? I just don't think that's the way to go about it. So let's talk about it now and let's get going. All right, everybody. So yeah, I understand where people are coming from. You know, you have a lot of money and you don't know what to do with it. Well, that's why I'm talking about today, because that happened to me, actually. It did, not too long ago, a couple years ago. Now, I'm going to go back to almost episode one and say, if you have a lot of money and you're just starting out, get the basics. And I've already done a few podcasts on that. So check that out along with my essential equipment checklist, which I will put in the episode notes here. So that's the basics. Now get the basic needs first, okay? But I still think you need to survey your program, you know, not just what's cool on social media. And I want you to learn from me. Learn from Uncle Dave here. Uncle DMC. I love my initials because it's like Run DMC. David Michael Carney, Run DMC. Learn from Uncle DMC. You know, what will work for you in your program? You know, it could be heart rate monitors, pedometers, iPads. In the past, I got these funky cones. I know I talk about them a lot, but it's just, I miss them. These light up cones, and they worked really well. Gymnastics. You know, I wanted to get a whole big gymnastic thing going in my school. You know, I do have some basic kind of thin mats, and I have our rail yard system. You know, we have some things we can do, but I'm also on cement all day, and it just didn't make much sense. I have some grass. It's mostly dirt close by to the pavilion, but you know, I don't have a real great gymnastics space. Again, when we do our tumbling and things like that, you know, we have what we need. You know, I was thinking of getting these vaults and getting, you know, a climbing rope, you know, from the 80s. And I wanted it. I want to climb that rope. But it didn't make sense. It doesn't make sense for my program. And I really have to look at these things and the safety. I want a climbing wall. And I'm very upset about that. I have a new principal, so I'm gonna work on this. But we have a wall next to our equipment shed. It's our office / equipment area. And I think it'd be perfect for a climbing wall. However, my previous principal, which I think she's very smart about this, it's something I didn't really think about. You know, she was saying, well, what if somebody climbs and gets hurt? And I mean, you can say about pretty much anything. And I said, well, you know, we're going to be right there. And she goes, well, what about on like school function nights if you're not there? Or, you know, there's a PTO event and you're not there and somebody falls. And I'm like, oh my goodness. I would love to get that. I'm still going to work on that. But I don't think it's something that will work for my program right now. Now, I do have a new principal, so you never know. I also want an archery. Now, archery, according to my former principal, I haven't asked my new one yet, is, you know, we have some kids that we really don't want to put weapons in their hands. Now taught properly, of course. I think archery is great. I've done a little bit of archery myself with just kids camps and things like that, summer camps, and I think it's great, but she just won't let me use it. So you got to check with your principal, check it with your administration. So these are all things I wanted to write grants for, or like if we had extra money, hey, let's, you know, I'm going to pool this money together. I'm going to save up. Here's what we're going to get. You know, also you might look at things like fitness equipment or golf. And, you know, I've talked about the first tee. You can get that for free, golf equipment. So, you know, what do you do? I will tell you what happened with me a couple of years ago. So those funky cones that I talked about, they died and the company just almost vanished into thin air in the middle of the night, from what I've been told. So I will kind of put a shout out to Gopher right now. Gopher credited me back like $7,000, something like that. I mean, it was a lot of money. I think it might have been $8,000. And my parent and I were like, what do we do with all this money? So we surveyed what we needed, or what we thought we needed. And we invested in a lot of fitness equipment that could serve a big group. So we got some kettlebells, we got some, I forgot what else in this, we got some the battling ropes, we got some heart rate monitors, and we already had pedometers. So, you know, we got some of those type of things. And I think we made a good investment, because it definitely helped our, if we do fitness units, I don't really do fitness units, but we are required to do some kind of fourth grade fitness, you know, testing. I made it into more of a, you know, we're working through these stations and kids can choose where they want to be and what, you know, what they want to work on. So that definitely helped our program. Now the heart rate monitors, you know, I fell into that trap of, oh man, I want to get heart rate monitors. Those are so cool. And they are cool if I was inside all day long in a gymnasium. They're not great on the track outside. We tried it a couple times. It doesn't sync up well with the iPad. My Wi-Fi is really spotty out there. I heard from my tech guy that I'm gonna have better wireless Wi-Fi out there next school year, which maybe that'll help. You know, I can bring back the heart rate monitors on a more regular basis. But those are the type of things you need to ask yourself. You can't just put out to social media and say, "Hey, I got $5,000. What should I do?" And you're listening to total strangers. You should listen to yourself. You know what you need. You know what your program needs. And those are the kind of things that I think you need to think about. You know, I'd say again, basics first, and go back to my last episode. You know, if you don't have a projector and a screen, or maybe you need an iPad. You know, I just have one iPad out there. I kind of have two, but I only use one. You know, I got my phone. That's all I need, at least right now. I mean, if you want to invest in a bunch of iPads and it works for you, that's great. But that doesn't work for me and my current tech situation, but it might work next year. So again, get the essentials and then go big or go home. I mean, if it's something you really think will work for you and it fits your needs, your program, do it. And now it's time for your cowbell tip of the day. All right, everybody. So the cowbell tip of the day is kind of what the theme I've been talking about all episode is, you know, don't do the coolest new thing. Do your program justice and push it forward. Do what makes sense. Learn from me, you know, along with that Funky Cone grant. I got Dance Dance Revolution mats and a Wii. Again, this is like 5-6 years ago. And the problem is now I don't have any place to use it. We used to have a trailer that's now the STEM trailer, which is, I mean, it's great that we have STEM now, but you know, now it just sits in my, you know, storage unit, the Dance Dance Revolution. And I mean, I can do it on rainy days. I can project it, but I'm not bringing the mats out for 100 plus kids, because it's really a one class type game that I was bringing students in the trailer. And it was cool. It was really cool bringing them in that trailer and having them do DDR and learn the steps. And just, you know, they had fun, but I have no place to do that now. So it just sits in storage. And I know you go through trends and things like that, but you know, look at what makes sense for you. And that is your cowbell tip of the day. All right, thank you everybody for tuning in today. As always, go to supersizephysed.com for more resources. I will link up the equipment checklist in the episode, and the essentials that you should start off with. After that, you think about what you need. You do what you need. You do you. And I know there's a cowbell tip of the day, but I'm saying it again. Do it. You know what you need. Don't ask random strangers for Christmas presents. Okay? Go forward. Push your program forward. Do what's right for you and your program and your students. And that's it. You guys and girls are awesome. Take care. Have a great weekend or week or whenever you listen to this. And here's a new beat for you. Take care.